You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired February 26, 2025. The second progress report on Waterloo's speed management plan was presented to City Council on Monday, and in most cases, drivers are slowing down. The report looked at the data gathered before and after new speed limits were posted on neighborhood streets across most wards in the city. Limits were reduced to 40 kilometers an hour in most places and to 30 kilometers an hour in school zones and Ward 7, the area around Uptown. Across the affected areas, city staff found an average reduction in driver speed to be around 5 kilometers an hour, which according to a 2012 report from Ontario's Coroner's Office, would amount to fewer deaths and less severe injuries in the case of a crash with another vehicle or someone not in a car. City staff told CKMS News that the number of crashes and other incidents has reduced since the speed reduction initiative commenced. The 2012 review called for municipalities to reduce speed limits on city streets from 50 kilometers an hour. Dr. Andre McCallum, the chief coroner for Ontario in 2012, said, quote, "This review highlights that pedestrian deaths are preventable. Speed, distraction, and inattention are only some of the contributing factors to these deadly encounters," unquote. While not every road that had the posted limit reduced saw a reduction in speed, the majority did, and staff told CKMS News that further actions could be taken on those roads, including engineering solutions to slow drivers down, in addition to the new signage. According to the report, the speed reductions will be applied to the final two wards, 1 and 3, starting in April of this year, and a final report will be presented to City Council in February 2026. The report also highlighted that the work has come in under budget. In addition to receiving the report, City Council also voted to reduce speeds on a portion of Wideman Road on the city's edge to 50 kilometers an hour from 60 kilometers an hour. This show features an interview with Jenny Renaud, the manager of transportation engineering at the City of Waterloo. Here is the interview.
My name is Jenny Renaud, and I am the manager of transportation engineering here at the City of Waterloo.
There was just an update to council yesterday on the speed management plan. What were some of the key findings so far?
The biggest key finding that we had, well, it's twofold. One is that when we introduced lower speeds in three of the wards, wards 4, 5, and 6, and we did before and after studies, we found that the average drop was between 4 and 5 kilometers an hour in all of those neighborhoods. So that is a significant drop just by posting a speed limit. What we also found is when we went back and did studies again in the first two wards, 2 and 7, we found that the speeds were still reduced. They were still at the level that we saw in the first years, which tells us that it wasn't just a fluky thing or something that happens as something is new and novel. It's something that has stayed, and people have actually changed some of their driving habits, which is a really good news thing for us.
Are the roads then safer? Like, has there been less incidents or injuries?
This goes back to 2009, 2012, where the chief coroner of Ontario actually published his report, and the World Health Organization, you know, did a lot of studies to say that slower speeds reduce severe injuries significantly. And so we know that a person who is hit by a person who's driving 50 kilometers an hour, you know, is twice as much a risk of a fatality than somebody driving 40 or 30. So we know that slower speeds statistically reduce severe injuries and fatalities, and that's across the world.
I asked Renaud to expand on the speed reduction's effects on road safety. Here is what she added.
We have seen a reduction in overall collisions in the City of Waterloo. We've also seen a reduction year over year in cycling crashes and pedestrian crashes. So we have seen a reduction, but to really get a good idea, the trend line is your best bet, and we are going in that right direction.
What has been done so far? Like, is it meeting the goals or the expectations of the action?
100%. A road safety action plan, there's never one silver bullet. It's a combination of a bunch of things. And so reducing posted speed limits is just one of the things that we're doing to help improve road safety for all users. And so what, you know, this initiative is achieving that piece for us so far.
Has anything surprised you from this update?
Yes, it has actually. We have received information from other municipalities where their results are typically 1 to 2 kilometers, maybe 3 kilometers of an average drop, whereas we're seeing 4 and 5. And so what that tells me is that the City of Waterloo residents, they care about, you know, road safety, and they're willing to do their part.
What kind of work was done in this to reduce the speed limit or reduce the speeds?
Anytime we reduce the speed limit, we have to take a report to council. They have to approve any bylaw changes. That's as per the Municipal Act. And so, you know, we have to go to council and give them our recommendations. They approve it. The bylaw gets updated, and then staff create work orders for field staff, and then we have to order the equipment and then arrange for locates and installation.
For reducing the speed limits, I know there's engineering solutions, but was this mostly just putting up, hey, it's slower now?
That's right. This is probably your most basic intervention.
What's next then? What are the next steps for this speed reduction program?
We have one more that's left. And then the whole city will be completed. And then we're going to continue to monitor it year over year and see if there are any tweaks or changes that we need to do. But once the posted speed limits are changed across the city, we're then going to overlap it with our network screening that looks at collisions and countermeasures and looking at speeds, any roads that may still be at risk for higher speeds, and looking at more integrated traffic calming, like things like a vertical type of measure to further enhance the slower speeds.
I saw in the report that there was a couple spots where it didn't seem to reduce speed much. Those would be spaces where maybe more interventions would be required?
It could be if the trends continue that way, and that's why we continue to monitor. Sometimes when you take some before and after studies, kind of a snapshot in time. So we like to continue to monitor to see the travel patterns and to see if it's something that it is happening on a regular basis rather than a one time, to make sure we're putting, you know, the money effort where it's most appropriate.
Finally, I asked Jenny Renaud about costs for the speed reduction initiative. Here's what she had to say.
We're very mindful of tax base and tax dollars. And so when we put together the program plan at the very beginning, we estimated a certain amount of dollars. What we found is that we actually are way under budget, which is great because now we get to put, you know, any monies that may be remaining towards other road safety programs.
What led to coming in under budget?
Well, we originally estimated it to be two field staff installing the signs across the city, and City Council approved the addition of two other field staff. So we were able to do things, so less trips back and forth, saving on equipment, saving on fuel. We also worked with our sign vendor. Originally, we were going to have to put up like 3 or 4 individual signs at every single location. But we were working with our sign vendor to be able to make it one single sign, which cut the cost and the time to install it drastically.
That was an interview with Jenny Renaud, the Manager of Transport Engineering at the City of Waterloo, discussing the second annual report regarding the city's speed management plan. A final report is expected in February 2026, following the completion of this speed reduction initiative in all wards this summer. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.